Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate, so please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th, so grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode.
This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Thank you so much for joining me today. First,
I have to say how excited I am to tell you this crazy story. And originally, I intended today's podcast to be about something quite different, but I woke up this morning having shared this story yesterday with my master's club. I am spending the weekend with them, and it is amazing. And they resonated with this story so much that I just woke up feeling like I needed to share it with you guys on the podcast for your benefit and also for mine. I think this is so important to share. Here is the backstory to this thing that happened. I am recording this on November 11th, Sunday, November 11th. I am in my hotel room. After I record this, I'm going to go over to the house where my master's club is and spend the day with them. But the backstory to what happened yesterday? Yeah, just yesterday. The backstory is that the last few weeks have been much higher pressure, much higher stress in my life than normal. And I'm fine. Everybody I love is fine. There are all wonderful things going on, all opportunities, but opportunities that have come with some significant challenges and struggles over the last few weeks. To name a few for context, leading up to this amazing weekend away with my master's club, we rented a house for everybody to stay in. And at the last minute, the manager of the house tried to cancel our reservation when people had bought flights and taken time off work. And I said to them, no, that is not the option we are going with. We need plan B. That won't work. Then they tried to move us to a smaller house that wouldn't accommodate everybody. And same thing, nope, that will not work. Then they told us, okay, well, you can stay where you intended to stay, but there will be massive holes in all of the ceilings. So at the last minute, I am on edge thinking, are we going to show up and not have any place to go? What are we going to do? Hotels are sold out. People have already paid for this house. So that was happening. Up to an hour before check-in, this was uncertain. On top of that, my book cover for my first book was supposed to be finalized, front and back cover, about 3 weeks ago. And the first round of covers that they presented to me, I didn't like at all. None of them. They weren't going to work. And the response was pretty typical, you've got to pick one. We have a time frame. And my response was pretty typical. No, I'm not settling. We will get this right. So stress, pressure, rushing, feeling afraid that either I wouldn't love it or the deal would fall apart at the last minute because I wasn't willing to settle. And on top of that, I put in an offer on a property on Cape Cod. All of this was happening at the same time, the backs and forths, the negotiations, the offer acceptance, which absolutely is so exciting. But also, I felt pressure, nervousness, fear, anxiety. And I kept saying to myself, to my mom, to my sister, who I talk to very regularly, to my boyfriend, I know these are all great things. Going away with my master's club, writing my first book, buying this property. And also, I am stressed out because there are significant issues with each one of them. Fast forward to yesterday. The master's club is in the house. There are big holes in the ceiling, but everybody's fine. I'm still stressed, working through these last-minute issues with the book team and the offer acceptance and the inspection. And I wake up yesterday morning, Saturday, November the 10th, doing some work, posting on Instagram, and I scroll past an image in my Instagram feed that says, Archangel Ariel is trying to bring you prosperity with the number 1111, which normally I would not pay attention to at all. I'm not a numerology person. I'm not a subtle messages person at all. However, the word prosperity jumped out at me. I'll tell you why. I have started to build a new habit. My Master's Club members and I are all working on habits we want to create through the end of the year. And mine is taking time every single morning to journal intentionally about who I want to be, how I want to be, spending a few minutes to begin each day, specifically writing one page every morning about who and how I want to be, the version of me I want to be today and moving forward, expanding and upgrading my own identity. And one of the words that I have written every single day is prosperity. Prosperity and abundance. So that word jumped out at me, and I probably would have scrolled right past that had I not seen the word prosperity. So I gave it maybe an extra second or two, just long enough to recognize the number 1111, because it said this archangel trying to bring you prosperity with the number 1111. Well, I am not into numerology at all. I couldn't tell you the first thing about it. But the reason it stood out to me is because as we speak, as I saw that post, I am sitting in hotel room number 1111. Just saying that gives me chills. My hotel room number this weekend is 1111. There are so many people in the Master's Clubhouse that I am in a hotel just down the road. My suite number is 1111. And today's date is 1111. I saw this yesterday. This whole thing happened yesterday, but I knew tomorrow is 1111. I believe that messages often come in threes, probably a part of my Irish Catholic upbringing. The Instagram post, the hotel room number, today's date, it floored me. It floored me and at least got me to stop and go, I'm going to Google what 1111 means because I'm curious, because now they have my attention. They, the message senders of the world, have my attention. So I Google it. And the first thing that comes up is 1111 is a call for you to pay attention. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, you've got me. I'm no longer rushing through my morning. I am paying attention. It gets better. It gets so much better. So I learn in my Google search that the period of time between 1111, November 11th, and January 11th, 111, is known as the months of the Divine Trinity, a time that brings tremendous opportunity for you to wake up and embrace your inner light. A time when an opportunity portal, a doorway to new things is opening for you, and a time when your thoughts have an increased ability to manifest, to turn into things. And I'm thinking to myself, my book launch date is January 10th. My closing date on this new property is January 4th. The kickoff date for the next 12 weeks to transformation for all of those people who want to let me help them change their lives is January 6th. All within this opportunity portal. Amazing, right? I learned that 1111 visually represents a portal, a doorway. If you think about columns, and you've got a column on each side of a doorway, that is the visual representation of 1111. So I keep reading about this and I pull out my journal and I disregard the things on my to-do list that I was supposed to do yesterday morning because I think to myself, I need to pay attention to this. And in reading, everything related to this number 1111 and this period of time between November 11th and January 11th is to remind us that our thoughts are willful acts. Our thoughts are willful acts and they are powerful enough for creation. In short, what you think about, you bring about. If you are thinking fearful thoughts, you are uniquely sensitive to bringing more fear into your life at this time. If you are thinking stressful thoughts, you are uniquely able to bring more stress into your life at this time, or jealousy. But similarly, if your thoughts, if your energy is excitement and joy and enthusiasm, you are uniquely able to bring more of those things into your life at this time. It's a wake-up call. So as I'm reading this, I feel like I've been hit upside the head because my thoughts had been about all the things I don't want. About the Masters Clubhouse, I was thinking, they're not going to let us into the house. The house isn't going to be an option and everybody's going to show up and they're not going to have anywhere to go. Or we're going to get into the house and it's going to be a wreck and everybody's going to be upset. About my book, I've been thinking, it might be delayed. Or I'm going to have to settle for a cover I don't love. Or if I don't settle, I'm going to end this relationship with the publisher. Wouldn't be the first time. About the house, I've been thinking it's a huge risk. What if this happens? What if that happens? Maybe I should play it safe and sit it out. Our thoughts are willful acts, and they are powerful enough for creation. It slapped me right into what I think about, I bring about. And before seeing this post on Instagram and reading about this, what I was doing shortly thereafter, what I had been thinking about, it was the time when I needed to leave to go to the house where the Masters Club is to share with them for the first time the title and the cover of my book. We had finalized the cover just that morning. I had a meeting in person in my hotel room the night before. That morning, it had just been finalized. And I was thinking they might not get it. They might not like it. They might hate it. They might think I should have gone in a different direction. And I'm reading this thinking, Elizabeth, you will create that if you continue to think about it. Whether it is fear of people not getting the book title or the book cover, whether it is the Masters Club being upset over holes in the ceiling, whether it is anxiety about a deal on a house, what you think about, you bring about. Pay attention and be more responsible about what you're putting into the world from your mind. Because our thoughts are willful acts, powerful enough for creation. I have an opportunity to shift from people might not like the book to this book will change lives. I have an opportunity to shift from I'm so nervous about this book launch to I cannot wait for this to happen. I am so excited. I have an opportunity to shift from I'm so stressed out about everything that's on my plate right now to I'm handling it one moment at a time. And I have a network of people I can tap into who will help me. I can shift from stress and worry to confidence and certainty. And I have to. And I have to because my thoughts are powerful. And they will come into reality. So I have to pay more attention and I have to be more responsible. And so do you. I want you to take advantage of this message that I received loud and clear. Couldn't be more clear. And I want you to take it just as seriously. Are you paying attention to your thoughts? Are you paying attention to your energy? Because with every thought that you think, with every word that you speak, remember, you are the thinker. You are not your thoughts. You decide the thoughts that you stick with, that you pour energy into, that you spend time with, that you let grow versus redirecting your attention to something else. You are the decision making there. With every thought, you either ascend or you descend. You rise to the level of the things that you want, or you fall to the level of the things that you don't. Where are you indulging worry and fear? Or comparison? Your thoughts become things. Are those thoughts the things that you want? If not, what do you want? And how much of your time and your energy and your thought process are you giving to those things? What is it that you want to create? We did an exercise as the Master's Club yesterday. I challenged everybody to think about what they want to bring into their lives over these next 2 months, instead of just continuing to go through the motions, especially as the holidays come up and we can get into that just status quo mode. We wake up, we do the things that need to be done, we live a to-do list life, but we're not intentional about creating what we want, bringing into our lives what we want. And so everybody thought about what it is that they want to do with this period over the next 2 months to really bring into reality things that they want and not continue to bring into reality things that they don't want. What do you want to do with these next 2 months beyond the to-do list and the checklist, but really creating something new in your life, breaking beyond the status quo? What are you going to do to make it happen? What thoughts do you need to refuse? What fears do you need to release? What limitations do you need to stop giving into? How can you commit to thoughts about the things you want and not to thoughts about their opposites? This is a time where you must monitor your thoughts and your energy with greater attention. And I will be doing it too. I will be doing it right there with you. I've told the Master's Club, I've told my sister, I've told my boyfriend, when you notice me in a state of worry or stress, remind me that worry is praying for things you don't want. Remind me that this is a unique and short opportunity of time where I am much more likely to bring into being the things that I am giving my energy and attention to. So I need to choose carefully, and I need to be very careful about things like worry and stress and fear. And I can turn those off by redirecting my attention, and so can you. Doesn't make it easy, trust me. It is natural for my tendency about closing on this new property to be stress and worry, about the book to be fear. But I can say I don't choose to fuel that with my thoughts and attention, and you can make that choice as well. This is a unique opportunity, and I want you to seize it. And I would love to hear from you what you want to use these next 2 months for. What do you want to create? What do you want to bring into being? How will you be more cautious with your thoughts and your emotions and your energy so that you bring about what you want and not the things you don't want? I'm going to wrap up with a totally different and happy approach to chatting about one of our two show sponsors. I'm just going to be straight up direct and proud of it. Today's episode is happily and proudly sponsored by Fabletics. I truly love Fabletics and loved them before they became a show sponsor. I'm pumped that they want to support this show, and I want us to support them in kind. Just yesterday, actually, one of my Master's Club clients was wearing the cutest sweatshirt, and I said, "Oh, I love that sweatshirt." And she smiled and said, "It's Fabletics." And I get the same response when I go to the gym in my Fabletics leggings. People are like, "I love your leggings." And I'm just like, "It's Fabletics. And they sponsor my show." Their clothes are adorable, fun, and fashionable because I wear it to the gym and then also to the post office and the grocery store and working from home all day. The fit of their clothes is fantastic. Their bras are cute, but also super supportive. Their leggings are amazingly adorable, but also durable. And they stay put when you're running and jumping and doing all of those things that we do when we work out. Their prices are amazing. And as a money girl, that's the kind of thing that gets me excited because I want great clothes, but I don't want to spend $1 million for them. And up until becoming a VIP from Fabletics, I was routinely spending between $75 and $120 for one pair of leggings from Nike or Athleta or Reebok or Lulu. With Fabletics, I can get an entire outfit for less than what I was paying for one pair of leggings from some of those big brands. Shirt, leggings, bra for less than $75. So I would love it if you would take a minute just to check out their stuff. No obligation. Just head over to fabletics.com/primalpotential and just look around. If you become a VIP member, which is free to do, you just go to fabletics.com/primalpotential, put in some information. You can take advantage of their two leggings for $24 deal. And as a VIP, which doesn't cost you to be a VIP, you can get 50% off their regular prices and free shipping and all sorts of other additional perks that I think are amazing. So in the spirit of clear communication and saying what you want, I would love it if you would take a minute of your day to go to fabletics.com/primalpotential and just take a look. See if there's something you love or there's something that somebody on your holiday list would love or somebody who has a birthday coming up, something they would really like. I think it's worth it. And I love that they want to support what we are doing here at Primal Potential. So go to fabletics.com/primalpotential and check it out. And let me know what you're going to do differently in this unique opportunity that exists between November 11th and January 11th. And of course, our opportunity to bring great things into our life exists all the time. But I was so moved by this experience I had yesterday morning that I really wanted to share it with you. And let me know if I made the right decision, in your opinion, in making this a podcast episode. I will absolutely air the episode that I intended to record this morning, but this really mattered to me and I wanted to share it with you. And I hope that it impacted you as well. Make it a great day. I'll chat with you soon.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.